American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater Studios. Actually, we're not in the Dogwater Studios. We're all in our houses. That's bullshit. This is a bad introduction. But we are joined today with Chewbacca, Ian, Rick, and this awesome dude, Brian, from Soft Summer, Los Angeles.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Yep.
Yay.
I think you nailed it, Nick.
We're virtually coming from Dogwater Studios. You're almost right, Nick.
Yeah. We were piped into Dogwater Studios.
Fuck yeah.
So
with the miracle of the internet.
Well, awesome. It's great to see all y'all. Made it through another week of quarantine.
Sometimes I feel like my audio cuts out and I don't know what you guys just said or anything.
Or sometimes none of us speak for a moment and that's what it's like.
Yeah. Silence is deafening.
Oh God, it's awful. Yep. So we all got to be really quick, really on the ball.
That's right. Oh, well, Brian's calling it from California. How are things in California with the situation?
It's pretty dead out here. I mean, I don't really see anybody on the street or anything. I'm still going to work, but just half time. And then I take my bike to work. I mean, I ride my bike to work, but on my way to work and back, I don't really see anybody at all. So
are these reports of the air quality going up? Is that accurate? I mean, is there less?
It feels a little better. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you in the middle of the city? Or are you on the edge of the city or?
I'm pretty centrally located, like East Hollywood.
Fuck. So you would know in the sky, everybody's talking about how the sky isn't brown anymore. It's not like that.
Yeah, no, I'm not really.
It's still brown. Maybe it's just in Hollywood.
A little brown. A little, but a little better.
Hello?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us today, Brian.
Thank you.
How's everybody else doing with these isolation?
Fucking great. Do you know that
raise your hands.
Dogwater Studios. Dogwater Studios signed up for the Paycheck Protection Program money, the free government money, you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, good. So,
you know, awesome. People have been talking about, like, who knew that if you just had a small bank, if you just had your business through a small bank, or if you didn't have a business account at your bank or any of that, that you can't even get this loan at all, apparently. Like, I had people trying to get me to join credit unions and stuff. Like years ago, Evan was like, oh, I know this great credit union, which is cool. Credit unions are great. But now that all this shit is happening, people are like, well, we're at a smaller bank, and so we can't apply for it. But I just happened to be at one of the mega banks. Yeah, I'm at one of the giant banks. And so I went in and just clicked a bunch of stuff and applied. And now my application is being set to, and they had made me upload a bunch of forms and shit. And now it looks like, and if it goes through, they're going to give me all the money that I would have gotten from recording all the bands that I had to cancel when all this started. Because my schedule was filled. Every weekend was booked solid with band after band after band. And they've all been canceled all this, of course. I mean, that's just the way it is. So yeah, I'm one of those people that it worked out for, but there's a ton of people. My sister's a small business person, and she uses her personal account instead of having a business account. And just because of that, she can't get any of the loan money at all.
Wow.
So
that's crazy.
Well, I'm getting an extra $600 a week on unemployment. I was already getting a certain amount because when I'm laid off, I draw unemployment. And now I'm getting the $600 bump every week, so that's an extra $24 a month.
Also, that's a real thing.
Kind of a nice little bonus. It's a real thing. It really happened.
Oh, I thought it was okay.
The people in Nevada haven't got it yet. I'm drawn out of Minnesota because I worked there last year, and Minnesota got it together to where we're all getting it now.
Yeah, I heard about that $600 on top of it, but I didn't know if that was true or not. So
The people in Nevada are still complaining they haven't got it yet, but I'm getting it out of Minnesota now. So
yeah, I haven't gotten anything.
Needs to figure out how to do it. They might get back pay for people who haven't got it for these weeks they've been filing.
Yeah.
Yep. Shit.
Yeah, I haven't gotten anything, but that's good to know.
Yep. So that's good. We're all supposed to get big checks this week.
Yeah, I hope so. Yep.
I've been checking my account like a madman. Just check the account again. Check the account again. And it's still not there.
Me too.
Because if that works out, like everything will be kind of okay if all this stuff comes through.
Yeah, but I think it will. It's just, it's a lot of moving parts, a lot to do for the government to all of a sudden give everybody all this money. So
yeah, well, you know, it's only slightly easier to give a tiny bit of money to everybody in the whole country than to build extra masks and ventilators.
Apparently.
And they can't do, and it's not
push a button and all of a sudden everybody's got money magically.
Right, that's the way it's supposed to work, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's all ones and zeros now anyway, so. Yeah.
Or what if you did your taxes and they mailed your stuff and you moved? Like, isn't that how they're basing, how they send you the money?
The people who got direct deposit on their tax return and on their taxes are getting their money direct deposited any day now. And the people who got checks mailed are getting it on May 1st.
Oh, really? And if you moved, you are screwed.
Wait, okay. Is this the stimulus thing or the unemployment?
No, the stimulus.
Yeah, stimulus check.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I heard too.
Man, if I get the stimulus if I get the stimulus check and the PPP money, holy shit. I'm going to throw the biggest.
It's going to be a hell of a summer.
Biggest crack party you ever saw. Just like, it's going to be fucking great.
Amazingly, no drugs will be involved.
Right. Or, well, and the way things are now, no people. So
yeah.
I just
best
checked
isolated crack party ever.
One man crack party.
As of showtime on Monday, Rick still doesn't have the money. I just checked. So there you go, you guys. Oh, and what are we gonna have? Is anybody else like me worried about our junkie friends? Like, I got friends who got bad drug problems, and that they might just like get $1,200 and we're just gonna find a bunch of dead heroin addicts.
Yeah,
is that?
They haven't been having any trouble finding what they need, anyways. I don't think.
Yeah, but to get all of it that you could possibly want with a little fentanyl in it, that's like not a great.
That's a good point.
People are talking about the baby boom that's gonna happen because everybody's trapped at home banging. But I'm also worried about like all the junkies dying. I don't know.
Well, hopefully they have.
That's a dark thought, Rick.
Hopefully they have sympathetic drug dealers to be like, no, man, that's too much.
I'm looking out for your safety, okay, bud?
We're all in this together.
Oh, that's exactly what it's like. Oh, so, but Brian, should we play one of Brian's songs so that we know what the hell he sounds like?
That's a good idea. This is a Soft Summer is the name of your outfit.
Band, yeah. Just
you want to tell us some? So it's just you doing rad stuff. Is that what you said?
Yeah, it's just me on the home studio on Logic Pro X.
Now, when you played Mary Anarchy, or did you just play like acoustic, or did you bring on a bunch of crazy stuff, or are you a looper pedal guy?
Oh no, I just had my laptop backing track, so I just pulled up my DAW. And then I just muted the vocals and the guitar, and then I had the rest of the backing track play in the back. And
then
I just, you know, played over that.
That's how Fetus got started, you guys.
It's not live because it's weird, but.
You got to do what you got to do, though. If you've got a bunch of great music and you can't tell enough people to play it, you got to just fucking figure it out, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, you sent Rory 4 tracks, and I currently have 3, which may change later. But I've got Eye of the Sky, Strawberry Blonde, and Tiny Crowns.
Tiny Castles is on there. So that'll be coming out on April 24th on all streaming devices. All the other ones are other one. If you only have 3, it's just a finished song that I might re-record later.
Sweet.
So which one should we hear?
Yeah, which one should we listen to?
I'll do Tiny Crowns.
Little clouds in tiny towns, little kings with tiny.
That was some dreamy rad shit. Now I'm the only one hearing that in full fidelity. Did that come down the Zoom okay for you guys?
I got the gist of it. I'm looking forward to hearing it on the show when it comes out in a couple days.
Dude, I love the
groovy as hell.
And I love the and the do stuff. I could listen to that shit all day.
Thank you.
Zoom gave it a real Ween quality, but it was super good.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, it was good.
Dude, so I caught a lot of some of the lyrics, but like, was there any, do you want to say anything about that song or maybe we should have done this before we played it. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. The lyrics, I don't know what to say about the lyrics.
Businessman, wildfires.
Like one line and then just kind of go off of that. It's not too thematic or anything, but you know, I just like to make the song and then the lyrics are kind of after for some of the songs, not all of them, but you know, just kind of what you can take from it.
Gotcha.
So yeah. If I think it's about Hitler, it's
that's
fine.
Good.
So in LA, so what are you doing for your day job? Like are people, is everybody all freaked out? I mean we're in a like moderately large city, but you're in like the giantest city in the United States next to New York. What's it, is everyone freaked out?
Yeah, I would say so. I am a baker. I work in a bread factory.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we make the bread.
Ooh, yeah.
The factory, and then we distribute them.
You would be the best boyfriend.
Distribute them to the restaurants.
Fuck.
So.
Dude, what about the, I mean, when I go to the grocery store, we need fucking bread. When I go to the grocery store, maybe 40 or 50% of the people even have masks on. Is everybody like taking it seriously there or?
Yeah. I mean, the people I do see when I'm out and about, they are in masks. I don't wear one, even though I should. But yeah, people are pretty freaked out over here. You know, really concerned and just getting depressed and going crazy.
Does it make you write more songs or you write more?
Nick's audio is losing its shit, but I think we get the gist of what he was saying.
Yeah.
I definitely have a lot more time, chill. Yeah, so that's good. Just having more time and pretty much.
So when you played Mary Anarchy just a few months ago, right? In December?
Yeah.
We met? Yeah, how do you know Eric and Daisy?
Oh, I met them through Rhiannon.
Rhiannon.
How do you know Rhiannon?
Right.
Yeah, we used to go Foxy Olive and drink way back in the day, like the mid-2000s.
So were you around Reno then? I don't even know. Our audience doesn't know.
Yeah, I only moved to LA like 2-3 years ago.
Oh, shit.
I was in Reno the whole time.
You're really one of us.
I really am.
Ooh, I go get the Reno questions back out.
Right, right.
Yeah, I'm up there through Foxy Olive, so.
Yep.
Mariana.
It's a great place.
Yeah, it was a great place.
So how long have you lived in Reno before you moved to LA?
Yeah, well, we moved to Reno when I was like 7.
Me too.
So pretty much.
So yeah, you're a Renoite.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Well,
good. Welcome home, virtually.
Thank you. I do miss the bear.
You ever run into other Reno people down there in Los Angeles?
No, I have not.
No, we vanish. It's like dropping a cup of blood in the ocean. You'd never see another blood cell ever.
Well, you know what's weird is that when everybody asks me, "Oh, where are you from? Where are you from?" and I say, "Oh, I'm from Reno." Like, oh my God, that's weird. I never met anybody from Reno before.
That's odd. Now, when I go to Seattle, there's like little pockets of Reno people every place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I imagine Portland is like that too.
Yeah.
And Sacramento. Everybody I know moved to Portland, Sacramento, or Seattle.
Exactly.
LA is a lot bigger.
Fucking so, A.
Like just a drop in the ocean.
That's what my mom says.
Yep. So big.
Shit. Well, what do you want to? I don't know. Should we hear? We have three more songs, but theoretically, should we hear another song?
Definitely. Let's do some more music.
Yeah, and then we could do we could do a quick quiz, and then
bingo,
a couple more songs. So, Brian, which one do you want to hear next?
New Eye of the Sky.
The skies are mending. The moon is ascending.
When the sun comes out and the rain falls down,
and the scent of love is lasting. The skies are burning, our times reoccurring.
When the sun comes up and the rain falls down,
the scent of love is lasting.
When an angel dies, the queen is crowned,
and Cupid is laughing.
Dude, so it's all like Rats Off pretty stuff.
Rats Off.
Oh, thank you. Do you ever go hard industrial, like with drums and guitars or electric guitars or anything like that?
The next song has electric guitars, but it's by no means hard. It's still, you know, it's a little more upbeat, but it's not, you know what I mean, not any distortion or anything. But I think that would be cool. I would like to
experience
that, like industrial and sampling and stuff.
Right, like you could do your next album with Rammstein or somebody. No, it's like awesome and dreamy and stuff. So,
fucking oh, thank you.
I could see why you're friends with Rhiannon, because I'm in a band with her and her sounds are, she's a trip, you know?
Yeah.
She likes that really cool, spacey stuff.
Yes, yeah. she's got good taste.
Right on, Rick. You want to hit me with that music?
Sure.
As you wish, Mr. Ramirez.
All right, well, it's time for the worst little quiz. And this time, battling for a high score is Brian from Soft summer, and he's in Los Angeles currently. I guess you know that because you're listening to the show. So here we go with the quiz. All right, first question. If you were trapped on a desert island, what would be your favorite movie, your favorite, or your, you know, your essential movie, your essential album, and your essential video game? Go.
Okay. So, essential album. I like, oh my God, it's not fair. I really like, it'd either be a toss between Marilyn Manson's Mechanical Animals or Broken Social Scene's You Forgot It in People.
God, that Marilyn Manson album, me and my ex had a lot of sex to that album way back in the day.
Oh, such a good album. Yeah. Such a good album. And then video game. Ooh, I loved Sega Genesis when I was little, so probably... What was the one where there was four fighters? One was like on a little, was a kind of a little kid, and he had rollerblades on. And then there was another one that was like really muscly. And then there was a girl one. You remember? I think it was called Streets of Rage.
Oh, yeah, the Streets of Rage, yeah.
Streets of Rage, yeah.
Cool. Back then.
I was thinking Gauntlet, which was wrong. Warrior needs food badly.
Yeah, there's no rollerblades in Gauntlet.
Oh, you're right. Shit. Not even on the elf? Okay.
What was the last question?
Movie.
Oh, my God. Movie? Oh. I don't know. Soap dish?
Right on.
Dish? I don't know.
You won.
I like it. Chewy, you want to go?
Yeah, you lived in Reno for a long time. What's the sketchiest convenience store in the Reno Sparks area, in your opinion?
Fireside?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Fireside?
Down there right across from the bus station, there's some down there sometimes, yeah.
I used to live in that neighborhood back in the day. And, oh, yeah. I go in there quite frequently, and it was...
Yeah.
The owners were nice. The owners were nice, and the customers were nice.
Yeah, they were very patient.
They had some cool stuff in there, but the people that went in there, it was overwhelming.
Just the people that live in the motel attached to the Fireside Market are sketchy.
Yeah. Okay. Definitely.
Right. Good answer.
Ian.
What is the first album you bought with your own money?
I think it was Marilyn Manson's Mechanical Animals.
Oh, okay. God.
Yeah.
Two answers with Manson.
I know. Well,
yes, I love him.
He bought his first album back when I was banging my ex. That was a long time ago. So.
All right, Rick.
Oh, what? Let's see. What is the dumbest thing you ever shoplifted?
I don't know. I only like shoplifted once, and it was like some paints, some acrylic paints, like in those small tubes. And then I think I might have stole some pens or something like that.
Were you a painter? Was it an art supply place? People rip off art supply places. I got a friend who
I was. I used to do all that back in the day, but yeah, it was an art supply store.
Damn.
Well,
that means you break the law for your art, which is super
punk as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
This is just creative, used for creative.
Yeah. That's, I got a feeling that the art supply stores write a lot of that stuff off.
Yeah.
There's a lot of thieving.
Yeah. Well, it was a corporate store, so.
Right. That makes it okay. And artists are poor. Yeah. So.
Right on. Let's go. I'm going to go with the Cadillac Kim question. who's out there fighting on the front lines for us. We love you, Cadillac Kim.
Love you.
If you could be, if you could be an animal that was half one animal, one half the other animal, what would you be?
You are cutting out.
Nick's breaking up. But create an animal. If you could have two animals, one half one and one half the other, like, and then which half is which?
Like two animals in one.
Mm-hmm. Front half something, back half something, or split down the middle.
Oh fuck! I don't know. I just feel like I would give you a really lame answer.
It's a lame question.
Tiger King. I just saw Tiger King. So Tiger.
Yes.
And then only one more animal.
Yep.
I don't know, dude. Probably like a fucking bird or something.
Tiger bird.
Tiger bird. I don't think we've gotten that one before.
Like a cockatoo or something.
Oh. And which end was it? Would be which?
Which end?
Tiger in the front, bird in the back, right?
That's what I'm talking about.
That's pointless. There's no wings. Has to be bird up front, tiger in the back.
Yeah, exactly. That's
otherwise, you wouldn't get wings. Then it was just a tiger with a stupid bird ass. What good is that? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to answer for you, Brian.
All right. Best burger in Reno.
Oh, shit. No.
No, you've been gone for a while.
It was on Virginia Street, and it was really fucking small.
Downtown?
Oh, Beefies?
Beefies.
Or downtown?
It was Midtown.
Midtown, Beefies.
Oh.
It was in the old Landrum's building. Tiny little place, Beefies. Correct?
Yeah. Didn't there, like, used to be some sort of garden there in the spring or summer? It was, like, kind of around there. Like, it was near Recycled Records. Kind of around in that area. I think it was called Beefies.
Okay. That sounds right.
Yeah. Beefies is rad.
Beefies rules.
It was amazing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was the first concert you ever attended? Like, big show?
It's probably B.B. King. He used to play at the Hilton.
Oh, rad.
Like the late 90s.
Hmm? Yeah.
Every summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rick?
Oh, if you don't mind, and you don't have to answer this, what is the nature and circumstance of the loss of your virginity?
Okay. The nature and the loss.
And age and circumstance. That's what I meant to say.
Okay.
Oh, this is where he breaks up. Okay, say that again. Sorry.
I was 18, and then I guess it's just dating some guy, and it kind of just happened. I didn't think it was gonna happen, but
it's a really Asian
story. But you know, I was older than everybody else was, and it just kind of happened.
We kind of respect that. I mean, everybody who usually people are on like, oh yeah, I was 14 years old and it was terrible. Yeah. So like,
exactly. So, behind a dumpster in Carson City or something.
Yeah, it's always something
much
awful.
More, much sweeter.
Like, we're like, a little older.
So good job.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, mine was a 14 in a park in Reno. So that's terrible, terrible story.
What park?
I don't know, because I was only 14 and I didn't go to Reno that often. And it was just some jock guy. I feel I'm totally like ruined.
Brian's taking the quiz. Let's do a rapid fire.
Yeah.
All right, rapid fire. Brian, Elvis or Beatles?
All right, Elvis.
Mm-hmm. Go.
Elvis.
Who would win in a fight, donkey or walrus?
Probably a walrus.
All right. Puke or diarrhea?
Oh, man. Probably diarrhea.
OK, Okay, would you rather be beat up or arrested?
Probably beat up. I have a huge fear of being arrested. I would. I don't know. It just frightens me.
It's so much less fun than you would think it would be.
Getting beat up is a fun, but it's over pretty quick compared to
that.
Yeah, over getting beat up is not as bad as you would think it would be, and getting arrested is way worse. But
yeah. Lasts a lot longer. Yeah, I guess it depends on the beat you take.
True,
but punk or metal? Oh man, Brian, punk or metal?
Oh, I like both.
You can only have one. Which would it be?
Shit. I guess punk. Yeah, I'd say punk.
Good choice.
Yeah.
Right on, right on.
Love metal though, but I would choose punk.
All right. Pizza or tacos?
Pizza.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
I don't know the difference, so probably.
Good for you, man.
Yeah. Who wins in a fight, Elvis or the Beatles?
Oh, definitely Elvis.
Man, it's so shocking how often people get that right.
Elko or Vegas?
Yeah, more rapid fire. Ian?
Well, Chewy just had one. This Chewy asked Elko or Vegas?
Elko or Vegas?
Ooh, I like the. I fucking hate Las Vegas. So I like Elko. I remember when I was there was the Indian, like Indian reservations, a lot of Indian stuff, which I love. So it's very small and
Elko.
Yeah, Elko for sure.
Cool.
That's the correct answer.
Booze or weed?
I don't know. Probably booze. Booze.
Okay. Anybody else?
I am drawing a blank right now for whatever reason.
Good. Yeah, I think we did a good job.
Let's tabulate the scores here. Ryan, the readout says you won 23,742 points. That's really good, man.
Woo! Normally you're playing against somebody and you know, you lose or you win, but you just win.
Nice.
It was high.
It was a good score, yeah, man. It was good answers. Good job.
Yeah. Playing against, essentially you're playing against everybody in our high score rankings, so you did pretty good.
Hey Brian,
yeah,
are you you doing any shows online or anything for anyone to come see you?
I was thinking about it, but I haven't planned anything out yet.
Are you on the Facebook so people for a soft summer they could find information on that? On Facebook or
yeah, I do have my own Facebook music page. That's just called Soft Summer, and then Instagram, it's Soft Summer 86. And then I just signed up for Twitter. I fucking forgot my name. I think it's just Soft Summer.
That's one word, Soft Summer. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah. Well,
keep an eye out for you.
We'll put the links.
This is when you're coming back.
We'll put the links in the blog.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah.
And this is normally the portion of the show where we, you know, talk about shows happening, but since no shows are really happening, check on your Facebook friends list for bands that are doing Facebook Live shows. And if you have a little bit of extra cash, especially from that government stimulus money, throw some their way because they're really hurting right now. Just make sure you're washing your hands, wear a mask when you're out in public. Like, just do your little bit so that we can get through this as quick as possible and we can go back to seeing live music.
Yeah, when I go to the store, I wear gloves to protect myself and a mask to protect others.
And if you use contact lens solution, don't keep it right next to the hand sanitizer on your nightstand for when you wake up in the middle of the night. It's bad news.
It's a good point. You guys want to wrap this up? Do you think it's time to go?
Yeah.
I will say, Brian, thanks for coming on. Sorry, the show's a little bit of a mess right now. Everything's, up in the air, but I appreciate you coming on. It's been a...
Oh, no, thank you so much.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to have you on the in-person show when we can start it back up again.
Yeah, I would love to. Thank you so much.
Do you ever visit Reno?
Yeah, I come like once or twice a year.
Shit. So Brad. So this is just a prelude to what later on when we actually meet.
Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for being on. All right, Nick.
For Dogwater Dick, Rory Dowd, Cadillac Kim, Ian,
Kim.
Chewbacca, Brian from Soft Summer. I'm Nick Ramirez saying life is short and we love you. Take care of yourself.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
You've got no... Somewhere, someplace out of- dead drunk.
Dog War Studios.
I hope you didn't leave no feather tracks on my gown.
I lost a shoe.